This episode is brought to you by STEM, bug killers and mosquito repellents rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi? And yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And this is episode 267 of the Oprah Rose Show. Hey, y'all.
You got it right this week.
I did.
She's ready.
I am. I feel like I can be I'm a little bit more freer now. I'm a little bit more my judgment is not as cloudy.
Go ahead and free yourself.
If you don't want me, then don't talk to me.
Come on.
You do sound like more like energy and, you mm-hmm. know, and
was,
like.
Yeah, I feel it. It was like an albatross around my neck for 3 months. So it was like, isn't that in the Bible or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, I felt it like very heavy. So I am actively doing things to make myself happy. I've been sending everybody to voicemail today. I've started bringing in love, you know, self-care.
Yes.
Self-care.
How's it feel to be on the other side? Do you feel like accomplished? Do you feel proud of yourself?
It's still not done, you know, but yeah. The biggest thing is, so it's just like such a relief, honestly. Like the night of this album release was just like a relief that I'm like, my God. And then I also was like, oh my God, you really did that shit. Like, bitch, you know that Snoop Dogg meme. He's like, I just want to thank myself for being me.
Okay, first and foremost.
Yeah, it was giving that a little bit too, that I was like, thank God for me. And now I'm just like, okay, trying to find the balance of this. This is like my fifth life now. So, you know, I'm just
listen, because if he puts you, if he can bring you to it, he can bring you through it.
He gonna bring you through it. Hello. Okay. Hello.
And not give you more than you can handle.
No, right. I mean, it'd be given that. Like, I definitely want to get off the list of the strongest soldiers list 2023. I am so sorry, y'all. My phone is never.
That's a voicemail.
My phone is never out loud.
The voicemail.
Either. How did that? Oh my God. I am so unprofessional. Exactly. I'm like.
No, we all
what was that? I forgot what the hell I was saying. I just want to get off the list still. But yeah, sometimes it'd be given.
The strongest soldiers.
The breaking point, but you know,
she won't be a soldier of love. No, Sade.
Exactly. On, no, man. Sade. Like, not no Sade, but like Sade.
Like Sade.
Yeah, like Sade.
For sure.
Yeah. What is going on, my sisters?
Oh, you know, we all about to be together, all up in your space, because we're going to be up in your apartment and up in your house eating your food.
I even that. You appreciate the small things. I ain't had no food in my house. This morning, I was like, oh my gosh, I have food in my house. I made myself some eggs, of course. I'm going to make y'all some eggs.
If she'll make nothing.
Nothing. I make breakfast.
No, you make breakfast.
Yeah.
If she'll make nothing, she's going to make an egg.
Yes. Well, I eat good breakfast over at T's house every time I stay there.
Yeah, she does not cook lunch or dinner, no. But she'll give you a good breakfast.
That's
yeah.
fine. We can go out for that. We
yeah, sure she'll give can. You a cute breakfast, but it's giving bed and breakfast. And then literally we gotta go out. So yes, the dolls will be recording in person. I cannot wait.
Yay. Oh, yeah.
Love, love, love. I mean, shit. I feel like I just had a bed and breakfast. My cousin came to visit, and then T came to visit me for 12 hours in Atlanta. I guess a stopover to New York.
Literally.
It was given Big Mama. She walked in the door, was like, you hungry, baby?
Oh, that's the best question.
I know. He like made me, Daryl made me lunch on his Zoom, no less.
Oh,
on his Zoom.
Wow.
It was, I actually got some butter lettuce wraps. I might even make that tonight.
Oh, yeah. I love a good wrap.
Yeah, I might make that tonight, actually.
Daryl is somebody's old grandmother.
Oh yeah, I really feel like there's a grandma. If I believed in we are reincarnated, right? Like mm-hmm. we had a previous life before this and all of that. It was an old lady, absolutely.
For sure, for old sure. Lady.
Yeah,
definitely was.
She living out her wildest dreams.
Yeah, do you know how I feel like we did that and was like, if you weren't, you know, who you, I guess, however you identify as, like, what would you be? And mine always be like a old grandma that just be saying anything, or like a really mean grandfather or something. I go in and out. I don't know what, but it was definitely somebody's grandma too.
Yeah.
But I was like the spicy grandma, I think.
You was the spicy one. We was going back and forth like, now you can't say that about the people.
Right. And I probably was like, the hell I can't. Like, I was definitely that type. Like, I'm old. I can say whatever I want to say.
I love it.
Yep. You sure can.
Yeah.
What's been going on with you?
Not much. I'm just here. I'm holding on by my weave, honey.
You holding on by a braid.
I'm holding on by a braid
and a track.
Is Jess old enough for school this fall?
So she's technically, since she's in Montessori, they don't, and they go all year round. She's kind of technically already started her kindergarten phase. Oh. Or kindergarten, what is it, grade?
Grade?
Yeah, so she started her kindergarten grade maybe like a couple months back. So she's technically in it. She's not in school these next 2 weeks, this week and next week, because she's doing dance camp. But we had
Alive.
To pick up her little homework assignment so that she doesn't really fall behind.
They have summer school work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, so they go back to school in 2 weeks, or?
So school is still happening, but she's just not participating because she's doing
dance camp. Oh, yeah. It's year round.
Hold on, I have questions. So what? She can decide, this young lady can decide that I don't want to go to school for 2 weeks and I'm going to go to dance school instead of going to regular school.
Well, yes, but that's because her mother told them, like, oh, she won't be in school these weeks. However, if you want to prepare, like, some homework or some assignments for her, then, you know, I'll pick them up and I'll make sure that we go through them every day, at least one assignment every day after school. You know,
so is all that, what year does Montessori school go up to?
So with this academy, they go through first grade and then she'll be in second grade and that's when she'll go to whatever school. So I applied, I already had to submit an application for her to be a cohort, I guess they call it, for the Black Alliance Academy, where it's a program that focuses on Black and Brown kids in LA. And what do they propose or help support them getting in some of these like private schools? Like your Sierra Canyons, I think there's another school called the Meerman School. So they have like a specific set of private institutions and they rally for you. So, you know, you do all this stuff. You provide pictures. Teachers have to write recommendations. You get a general recommendation. They provide like their transcript or where she is already.
Her second grade is so wild. Like,
yeah. And I'm technically late because ideally you would want to do this process at kindergarten, but I didn't want to like rush her because I love her school. She loves her school. She's very, you know, immersed in it. She's been going there since she was two. And I think they've just been doing a really good job with getting her, you know, together. She can read, she can do math already. So I feel like by the time it's time for her to go to second grade, she'll be totally ready for it.
She ready.
And I wasn't even really for the whole like private school thing, but when you start touring the schools, especially here in LA, and I'm sure this is probably the case also in New York, is that like the resources are just vastly different. I want her to go to a school where she's not the only Black person in her class. You know, I experienced that in high school and I hated that, especially since that wasn't my experience with the rest of my schooling.
Right.
So, you know, but it's like they're in cement concrete rooms, no windows, like teachers are buying their fucking, you know, supplies, and you go to the nice schools and they have computers and they're doing, they're like, there's plants and shit. They got a garden and, you know, science. Like, it's just, it's just so different, you know?
And I mean, it's
like,
really crazy how, and I look, and I don't know that much about the school systems, but I feel like from what I hear specifically, and like, I mean, also, I mean, I saw, what was the movie with the Gangsta's Paradise theme song? Because that's all I'm thinking about. Yes. I was like, not Dangerous Minds. Dangerous Minds, right? Yeah. Yes. So the school systems have been fucked for a very, very long time. Like, you know, this is, that movie came out in like the 90s. Early and it 90s. Is just so wild that school system one, there's not more resources put into schools. The curriculum is dumb as shit. Like, I'm like, we going to like a 5% of school at this point. I don't even know, like, bring back the Black Panthers because I don't know what,
because, you know.
It's just like the tools that you're learning anyway. Ain't nobody need to know the pi algorithm, whatever theorem. I don't even know what that shit is. I never did a fraction of my life.
Oh, I just talked about that yesterday, about like just 12th grade in general, like the year before you go into the real world. They want you to take all these like AP courses to get ready for college. But like, nah, y'all need to be getting me ready for life.
For life. Yeah. Like, niggas is still counting their fingers. Niggas being me. Like, we can't even do proper math. But we're like, but I need algebra? What? That does not make sense.
I'm like, not using any of this.
Like the credit score stuff, like all these things that people,
how to fill a complete a W-9 if you have all a job. Of
that, right. Taxes, like the thing that honestly, unless somebody tells you now or you are like, let me go find this out. Like there's stuff I'm learning every day with my taxes, like as a grown ass individual. Yeah. Like it don't make no sense that we're not learning these things. Like,
and you know, that's by design. You know, it's truly by design, because that stuff is kept. There are people who are equipped and they understand that, but it's usually, you know, a specific group of people, you know, economically, socially, demographically, you know. So they keep us in the dark because our parents were in the dark. They don't know no better. And it just continues to be like this cycle of niggas figuring shit out.
Right. Know? Right.
We're all on the same playing field at that point. Everybody. Yep. Can go into the world knowing everything. And if we all know the same thing, see, turn this on, y'all.
Turn it on.
But G, you're doing it right. Like, I didn't know what a Montessori school was until you put Jess in there. And so even thinking about that in terms of like kids being as young as two, being able to find and figure out like what they like and being able to like go in a track that kind of like goes towards that. And for her, that's dance. And even as a mom being like, she a little good at dance and I'm on my Joe Jackson, Matthew Knowles shit. So she's not coming to school.
For Joe Knowles.
Okay.
Joanna Knowles.
It's funny, Punch went to pick her up from class yesterday and they were like, you know, you check in, you get your name, whatever. And they were like, oh, Jesse. She sang all day in school today or in class today. She loves to sing. And I'm like, because we're auditioning for the Hot Chocolate Nutcracker in September. Please keep her in mind. Thank you.
I'm dead. Oh my God. It's
political.
But hey, listen, if she likes to do it, like encourage. Like I love to see that because it's beautiful because, you know, I feel like kids hear songs all the time, like you hear through CoComelon and all the rest of this shit, because that's how you taught. But like, if it's something where it's like, nah, like, but she's really into it and she's singing.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Follow it. Yeah. Yeah. I love that too. Come on, parenting. Listen. It was the other day I was like, I will not be practicing in gentle parenting. I said, I don't know what type of parenting that's called. And I was like, I don't believe in that. I was like, yes, you will be heard, but there will be no gentle parenting around these parts. Like, do as I say. Okay.
You may change. Well, it's still do as I say. I think gentle parenting is like, you don't just rush to spank your child. Right. Like, that's a kind of, I guess, like a learned immediate reaction that we'll have, but it's like, it's your baby too. They supposed to like Skittles, you know, that don't mean they deserve to be beat down because they want Skittles.
Is it wrong that I was like, though, if I had a little boy, no, I think little boys need to get punched in their chest sometimes. I don't think they don't need to be beat. No corporal punishment. No, but I do believe. Listen, sorry.
I'm still learning because it is very difficult. It's very difficult. And I feel like the people who talk about gentle parenting don't have badass kids. They have kids that got like autism and learning disabilities and shit. And they be
what?
Like,
I can't.
No, and I mean this with the utmost respect.
You can talk to them in a way that you can be gentle because yeah. Some kids you gotta, you know, nuck if you buck.
Like, you don't got a little Ray Ray in your house and he tearing that shit up. Like,
right, right.
I want gentle parenting information from them.
I think you kind of gotta, you know, you gotta know your kid. And look, no, and can't nobody tell you how to parent your kids.
Right.
But like, I think you gotta know your kid. And if it's like, okay, if you need to be a little disciplined, you know, you might. Yeah. And this is, and I'm somebody that was never beat like that. So that's why I think my idea is also like, mm-hmm. I think my mother also just put the fear of God in me that I just knew she was batshit crazy. That it was like, I don't even want to test it. You know, she would definitely, like, her thing was like pinching under your underarm, which I hated so much, like hated.
But it was getting together. That's why she did it.
Because it was like immediate. Like, you wouldn't even see it coming. It was just like little crabs.
And, and I guess the closer you get to the underarm, the more it hurts.
That shit hurt. It hurts, okay? And it, right, oh, no, not here. I mean,
yeah, back here. Back at the underarm.
Exactly.
I might have to take that one.
Ooh. Your underarm. And it would be like in turn, not just a little bit in turn. Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why I was like, I think.
Well, I can tell you who ain't doing that shit. Carisha.
Carisha.
She's giving out ones to the baby.
That's why I said, look, you cannot tell anybody how to parent their child.
You can't. He's 10.
He's 10.
Hi, it's summertime, so you know what that means. All those pesky little bugs are flying around, and we have just the solution to help. I recently discovered a product, Stem Bug Killers and Mosquito Repellents, rooted in nature, optimized by science. So Stem formulas are powered by plant-based active ingredients, scientifically engineered into effective bug-fighting formulas so you can fight bugs safely and effectively when used as directed. Stem products are available online through Amazon and in stores at big box retail stores such as Walmart, Target, and even Dollar General or Walgreens. Make sure you visit stemforbugs.com to learn more.
So Carisha, I don't know if y'all know, it was Rolling Loud weekend. And in Miami, you know, they are from Miami. And Carisha had her son at
Rolling Loud.
Rolling Loud and Little Uzi Vert's set was like 40 strippers from Booby Trap, which I still don't understand. Like, I watched it in real time and I didn't even know. I saw the girls backstage. I honestly thought Cardi B was performing and those were her dancers. Cause it was just like ass backstage.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. Little Uzi Vert doesn't really make strip club music.
Strippers from Booby Trap. Exactly.
Okay, got it.
I guess they just wanted to rock.
Maybe.
No pun intended.
I did see a clip that was like the theme was like a strip club. They had a pole, but at one point there were so many people on the stage that you couldn't see. It was literally like 80 people on the stage. So I didn't know any of this watching it, just seeing it. And then there's apparently JT took Carisha's son, Young Miami, because she don't like us calling her that, took Young Miami's son and he was like throwing ones, which, you know, again, like Miami is very stripper club atmosphere. I can't think of the word. That's not even the word I'm looking for. Culture. Similar to Atlanta, but having your 10-year-old. And she, when somebody said it, my favorite was her being like, they were like, not your 6-year-old throwing ones. And Carisha's like, he's 10. Girl, the 4 years does not make that much of a difference.
Because he in double digits.
Because he can hold both his hands up like this.
Right.
That little boy better not have no reading issues. He better know how to do long division.
That's always the one. Like, you better know that music. You better know that math. Just like you know them songs. Like...
You like, gotta know how many ones you got in your hand.
You better be able to count it effortlessly.
And then even past that, like, what does that instill? You know, so then do you go to the strip club at 15? Like,
would you do that for your daughter if she was, when your daughter, when Summer turned 10, is that okay?
Right, right. Like, it's weird. I don't know, you know, those boundaries that you get to, not even boundaries, like the things that you are and are not doing with your kid. It's like, I don't know. Like, that's tough. And I, like I said, I think if you know your kid, I guess it's like, well, these are the things that you can do, but 10 is just,
that's and just I think bad. Also at 10, sexualizing women, like, I think it's that's the other part.
Part two,
where it's like, as a 10-year-old in a strip club setting, because they are dressed as if they are at work, you are throwing ones as if they are at work. You wouldn't take him there for that. So he could have been in a trailer. Like, this is not your set.
Yeah.
And I think, like, putting sexual things in front of, like, very young kids just makes them sexual very early. Because
yeah, you can't understand that.
You don't understand it. So it's something you get used to. And, like, you know, like, let one of them have turned around and be like, oh my God, you're so cute. Now he's like, okay, I got to throw ones at a girl and she going to tell me I'm cute. Or, like, this is what I'm supposed to do to get women.
Yeah.
If I like him.
A 10-year-old daughter, no more play dates with him. I'm sorry. Because what are you then going to be? It's learned behavior. You know what I mean? So now what are you going to project on other little girls in your classroom? Because you done seen it. You think that it's normal. Mommy says it's okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, turn it on. And also, you should want better. Like, even if that was your experience growing up, right? Like, a lot of us have had experiences as children, things that we may or may not agree with what our parents did. Why? You don't have to continue that cycle. Like, you, why would you want to? He should be dreaming for the stars. You know what I mean? Right. Like, he should be seeing other things outside of, like, I understand that's how you feed your family, you're a rapper, whatever. And that's like, I'm not like demeaning that, but don't limit his views, you know, like.
And I don't even know if it's limiting as much as it's like skewing it, you know, like he sees like so much, right? That just being the child to a raptress. Like, he's already seeing a lot, right? But then to just to plant, knowing this specific environment and planting a child and literally like a strip club set, highly sexualized environment is crazy. Like,
now that I think about it too, Young Miami's the only one with a son that's a woman in rap that has a son that is around that age. Like, they're usually girls. I don't know anyone else who has a son around that age. So even knowing like, that, it's like...
But look, Lil Papa, what is it? What's his name? Young Papa?
Maybe like 3 years old.
Yeah, he's young.
So even thinking about that, like, this is her life also. So it's like she's sharing her life with her son.
I mean, I feel like Christian and whatchamacallit probably came up like that. Like, I remember when they used to just be running around the office. Yeah. They definitely probably came up like that, Puff Sons. But other than, it's probably a whole lot of them, but I don't.
Yeah.
The strip club is very, very, very
wild. I just want to rock.
Right. I mean, Miami was just a lot in general. But you know what? I did get a chance to do at Rolling Loud. Backwoods had like a whole little artist area village thing. And I mean, it was amazing. I was able to get new flavors. Yes. Well, this is still the vanilla, but they had flavors.
Having it on deck.
Yes.
flavors. I mean, they literally have flavors that I've never seen. They had them in the dressing rooms for every artist.
Oh, nice.
They were doing interviews back there. They had printed towels. They had beach bags. Yeah. It was a whole little vibe. Because I was literally like, start the rapture. Because it was, you were standing there and it was just, I ain't never experienced no heat like that. Like, I mean, just like, and I don't even sweat from my face. And so it was just dripping. So thank God for that AC they had in there. Okay. Like, it's very cooling.
Shout out to Backwoods and the AC in the room.
Listen, that was key. Okay.
They really be having some fire activations at at Rolling Loud, because the California one was fire. And I love how they make it themed with the specific city that they're in. So they had like the lowriders, and they did the Slauson Market
for LA. That's so cute. And this was like beach kind of themed. Yep. Oh, that's super duper cute.
We love intentionality.
Yes. It's giving Barbie marketing, okay? It's giving Barbie level of marketing. Like,
listen, I have to, now I'm like, I don't know the next time I'll be at Rolling Loud, but I need to see this installation.
Yeah, no, it was really nice. Like, it was. And they, and all jokes aside, they had like the biggest footprint in the whole thing, because it was, I feel like it was set up a little differently. So it was very nice, you know? Make sure you
love.
Get that backwards. You know what's actually crazy, even going back to this Miami and parenting thing? So I was staying at a hotel. I, by accident, had the wrong hotel book. So I don't, it's fine. I was acting like it was the Motel 6. It's fine. But my favorite hotel, my partners were staying at, right? And this hotel is like the one, I mean, everybody, speaking of Little Uzi Vert, like, I walk in and I'm trying to like go around them to just go into the hotel. And they looking like, I guess that I was going to take a photo or something like that. I'm like, I don't care. Like, everyone and their mama was at the same hotel. So anywho, I spent the Saturday there and I was acting like a patron at this hotel. And I was talking to they were all white. It was basically like two different, technically three different parents, right?
Okay.
And the one couple was down there, and their sons, basically, they were staying at this hotel. Their sons were staying across the street at another hotel, and they were basically chaperoning. And they're like, well, we're just getting them beer and we're just supervising. And I was like, they're 17, 18. And I'm like, well, that's a pretty, I didn't say it to them, but I'm like,
beer at 17, 18. What's going on, y'all?
What? Yeah. Like supplying them with alcohol.
But then, the other thought about that, though, is like, would I rather them do it on their own, or would I rather supervise and make sure they're okay while they're doing
it? That's what I thought. And I'm like, damn, it's like, you don't look, they're probably going to get it regardless. Somebody's going to have a fake ID and they're going to get it. But it's like, do you aid in that? Like, that's like watching. And I'm sure I ain't never been to nobody's little party like that. But, you know, when you watch TV and the moms be like getting the beer and shit like that for, so that's like something I feel like that's like an in the moment decision that I don't even know what.
You'll cross that bridge when you get to it.
Yeah, it's like, okay. It's very easy, I feel like, for me now to be like, oh my God, no.
Right.
You know, but then I'm like, but then again, it's like, well, if you're going to get it, I guess, like, child, don't be tore up. And they were like applauding their kids, talking about, well, they only smoke weed and do shrooms. And I was like, what?
And?
Only.
She's like, yeah. They were like, oh, then the other man chimed in and he was like, yeah, you know, my son has the strip. So, you know, you just test stuff. I'm like, okay, wait a minute now. This is some real white people shit. Like, so your son is getting the strips to test to make sure there's no like fentanyl in your, that has to be like coke. So I'm like, okay, I was like, this is a whole other level of parenting that I am not even comfortable with.
They living in real life euphoria. That's kind of nuts.
Real life euphoria that you're applauding your kids for having Fenty test strips. I mean, but also, I guess if you're gonna do it, I mean,
right. But to the point too, where they are now going to Miami to chaperone the kid to make sure that the kid's okay with the drugs and at the show.
I know.
So now it's become my lifestyle.
Well, that's why, like I said, we're at different hotels. Ha, ha, ha. But.
Right. Because they're not crazy. Like, you're not about to cramp my style.
Uh-uh. No, they were at the pool the entire day. And the kid, like, and I did see like a younger kid come over. And then I think they left for the festival.
Oh,
and then they went, they were like, oh, we're going to dinner tonight. Like, it was like a vacation. Your kid there, but just in another room, I guess. You know, you only like tap in and buy some beer. And
nah,
then,
hell nah. Nope. As far as I'm going. And you know what? This actually making me think. I don't know if I feel like we discussed the reboot of Sex and the City, and I don't know if y'all are caught up, but there's this one specific scene where it's a blizzard literally in New York City, and Charlotte's daughter basically tells her, she confides in her that she's ready to lose her virginity, and she is 17. And So she goes to her boyfriend's house in the blizzard and she calls Charlotte and is like, Mom, he doesn't have condoms. I don't have condoms. Can you get us some? Because he's scared to go to the deli. He thinks his mom is, or they're going to tell, excuse me, they're going to tell his mom because she isn't as sex positive as you. So Charlotte is in the blizzard looking for condoms for her daughter. And at first I was like, oh, hell no. Which, oh, hell no, I'm not going out in no blizzard to get you no damn
time. No, and you're not leaving here either. And but
you're not leaving here in no New damn York, blizzard either.
Because I feel like New York don't shut down for a blizzard.
No, they asses need to be in the house.
Your ass need to be in this goddamn house. Nope, nope. But in the moment where she did bring up, like, I'm ready to lose my virginity, then that would have been a time where, all right, cool, let's talk about it. You think you're ready. I'm not going to stop you. What less do you want to get on birth control? Do you want to just try with condoms first? I'll get you. I'll make sure that I will do what I need to do to make sure that she's prepared. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm totally open for that. But seeing that scene, it was just like, oh my God.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. Like,
did you ever find them? I did. I caught up.
Yeah. She found them. She brought them.
Yeah. She found some. She dropped them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was like, did she find them? I think that, but you know what? It made me think when I saw it. When the daughter was like, oh, it's okay, we'll use the pull-out method. And I'm like, oh, so y'all ain't really had the sex talk because right. Bitches get pregnant every day on the pull-out method. Like,
okay. That part.
Like pre-cum is a thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn, did they really, really have the talk?
You but I did the clap the first time you fuck, so no.
You can get a lot of things the first time.
That I was like, damn, like you said, it's tough because initially your first reaction is like, no, hell no. Like, don't do it. But again, you're still going to do it. And I do love that she was so honest with them to be so vocal about. I mean, she even said in front of the dad and was just like, yeah, I want to lose my virginity. And you know him, I guess. And this is what's happening. These Gen Zers. So I don't even know. What are the babies? Like, what is Jesse's group called?
Alphas, right?
You're on mute, G.
We at work right now and she keep going on mute and she got so much to say. Mind you, y'all, she is talking and we don't hear
anything. You're on mute.
Woo child. Bling bling, bitches is man.
I'm screaming. I'm like, you on mute. Like, you
are. Wait, was y'all able to catch Nene's interview with Carlos King?
I did not.
Really? It was so good. I mean, I guess it's two parts to it. The first part was about an hour and a half where, you know, they're talking about her time on The Housewives. I think the biggest takeaways were, like, the first season she only got paid like $10,000, everybody on the cast. Then they shot a pilot before and it was just Nene, Sheree, and Kim Zolciak. And the other women were not on the pilot, but filmed the first season. She claimed that, you know, the women now are sitting in the house that she built, which no lies.
Did see that clip. Yeah.
No lies told. I think she looked amazing. I literally smiled and laughed the entire time. I miss her on my TV. Those last seasons of Housewives, though, she was not the easiest to be around, but she was also going through a lot with her mm-hmm. late husband. And she had a lot to say about some Karen cast members, but I definitely enjoyed it. And I was like, shout out to her for giving Carlos that interview.
I thought that was very interesting to go with Carlos. But I feel like he gets big.
Why?
Yeah, that's why I said, never mind. I feel like he gets big. You know what I think? I saw a tweet that was like, Nene did not, and I get it. Look, everybody can't be Bethany Frankel, but like Nene is, when you think of Atlanta Housewives, like she's in the African American History Museum. Okay. Yeah. Like Nene will go down as one of the greatest, if not number two. And I think it's only because Bethany has just like amassed, like, so has just done so much. Yeah. She's done. Nene hasn't really parlayed that into anything.
Yeah.
Nothing. I can't think of one, like, either whether it be a brand attachment or a spit. She never did a spinoff. I don't know what she
did. Yeah, she only did her wedding special.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, but like Candy, Listen, Candy gonna have one. She gonna open up a new restaurant and have a damn special. Like, Candy gonna figure that shit out and, like, have something that Nene kind of... And we want to... The gag is we want to see Nene on our TVs.
Right, we do. Right. But they're not... I don't think they're talking the right money. Obviously, she can't do anything with Brava because she sued them.
Yeah.
She really did sue. So what did she sue that? It was with Andy?
I don't know what's in the suit, but...
I think it was for racial discrimination.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vaguely, that sounds like kind of familiar.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of familiar.
But I like that she gave that to Carlos because when they started season one, he was her producer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They came up together.
Wait, y'all, I'm so ridiculous. Why? I just had Carlos confused with... What's the light-skinned man that be doing them interviews for Neighborhood Talk?
Not Jason Lee.
Yes. Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Why I said he does interviews with everybody. Oh, my God. Actually, no, I am actually gave that to Carlos King. No, I am. Let me go back to my original statement.
Right. Like, not Jason Lee.
Yeah, I thought, yes. Oh, my God. I'm thinking she did it with Jason Lee.
I could see that, too, because Jason has been getting some big, high-profile interviews.
Jason Lee makes more sense.
He has been getting some interviews.
As far as visibility wise, yeah, and I get the connection with Carlos, but yeah, like,
right, she took my sis Carlos out of that closet, out of that shoe closet, and
sure
they did.
She said, "No, we do a sit down in person interview, honey. Only the best for me."
I am dead. That's okay.
Man, ran him a little bit. I was cackling.
Really? About what?
About him doing them Zoom interviews.
Listen, Carlos needs to figure out. I mean, we love Huntsville. I haven't gotten really into Detroit. I definitely need to get into Detroit, but I don't know. I need them to shake the table a little bit because, baby, Rolling Loud shit. Ready to Love is going to be on season 99 in like 2 months.
Yeah.
Tommy, that nephew Tommy is not playing, okay? He's going to find the girl's love. Yeah. Like, they're filming right now. I could not believe there was another season of Ready to Love. I thought my eyes were deceiving me. And I'm like, oh, it's three episodes in? Another season?
Another season. And this season, I'm not really gravitating towards anyone in particular. But
I haven't in a while, though.
Maybe as the season goes on.
I haven't, though, in the last few. Like, Ready to Love is just one of those shows that I will always watch. I don't really like, I can't think of anybody memorable from like the last few seasons, but I just love watching the show. I passively watched episode one at Daryl's house, passively watched the beginning of part two. Took me about 2 hours to finish the last 10 minutes. And then I finally watched episode three. So I'm like, who is what? I'm like, they need to go back. I need them to production to show a little clip. Cause I was like, I don't know what's going on here. But
I stopped watching.
I mean, it's redundant.
It feels very the same. And like, I do want them to shake up Ready to Love because I don't know, like, it just doesn't, like, one of the things I want them to change most and foremost is if you have a connection with somebody in the beginning, like, there's no way somebody could put them on the chopping block to be gone.
Yeah, they need to be saved.
They need to be saved. There needs to be some sort of saving mechanism, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, back to Carlos. I do like the Love and Marriage series. I mean, I'm gonna miss Huntsville while they're on a little break because when they come back, baby,
it's
that thing, Miss Kiki.
Miss Kiki. I know, Miss Kiki Child. Miss Kiki.
One thing about what's her name?
Melody.
No.
Letitia.
One thing about her family, they gonna turn up for them cameras.
Oh,
hey, yo! Marcel took Melody and Martell's spot.
Yeah,
indeed.
I just realized that
they did well because Melody's not gonna give you nothing now.
Melody is not.
She low key can go.
She.
Good.
No, at this point,
and I love my scorpion sis.
She don't.
She's just showing up to work. One thing about Nene, she said, I'm going to earn my check and we all going to put forth, you know, she was like, I was serious about everybody putting forth the effort to earn their check.
Yeah.
And some people just like to show up to work. That's what Melody Holt is giving this season. She's just showing up to work.
Yeah.
And it's like she don't want to be there. She don't want to say anything.
She don't want to interact with nobody. She not friends with nobody. She hate being around Martell, which I get. Like, I don't know what that's like to go through that experience. But then take a break.
Yeah, be on I think show. She should. I actually think, even like she got on my nerves so bad. You show, and I get it. You want to have your personal life, but she put on social media the dude's hand, and then you don't want to talk about it at all. Like, you do know that that's gonna stir up shit. And so either
and Kimmy always gonna stir the pot. Kimmy's like, so you're not gonna talk about who hand it was?
Who hand?
And like, bye girl, bye Melody.
She can. Wow. They definitely need to shake it up a little bit. And because then they, you know, what's his name? Maurice's ass with them whole comments about Kimmy, you know, and he's always, wanted him. He low-key, he gotta be a sex. Like, nigga, I'm going through chemotherapy. I don't feel like having sex. I don't even probably feel like myself.
Right. And I'm raising your son. Going back and forth with your ex-wife, and you all you want to talk about is we not having sex.
When he set up that dumbass meeting between him and the wife, I was like, she shouldn't have showed up. Like, no, you need to do it. He's the idea of a parent when she's like, you need to spend time with him. He said, I drive him to school. What?
Get him off the show and get him back with his mama where he belongs.
Get him off the show.
Get him off the show. Okay.
Yeah, that young man does not want to be part of anything.
Nothing. Nothing. It's
okay. That is real. That is
nothing.
Real.
Nothing.
He does not want to be in Huntsville.
He get that man. But this
is like his daddy, child.
His mama dried too, so I just figured that it was also his disposition because she'd just be like, well, I don't know what you were ever thinking. And I never, I'm sorry you felt that way. Like, well, she
perpetuated a lie.
Yeah. She giving the dry eyes, man. She just don't. She has no.
And never apologized. Never apologized.
Like, you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, like you never said it wasn't true.
I mean, no shade, but if I was her, because she still wanted the marriage to work, what I'm going to bed for you for?
Okay,
motherfuckers want to believe a lie.
Also thought that was like, why do I have to give some shit? Yeah,
I'm the one who's getting divorced.
I wish she would have. I do wish. I kind of want her to just stand 10 toes in it. Like, no, but that's how I felt.
Right.
That is how I felt.
Like, well, it ain't true. All right. Well, whatever. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? You got him, don't you? Would have ended with that. You
won. Ain't we both married now? Ain't we both married? Ain't y'all married?
What are we? Yeah. That, yeah.
If you want to be technical, they were dating when she was about to get a divorce. So,
right.
But technicality. Yeah.
Right, technicality, she was right.
Yeah,
technicality. She was right.
I can't. That's why Kimmy going so hard. I feel like to be like, I wasn't dating him when y'all was married because, like, bitch, I was probably.
And Kimmy, you should stand 10 toes down. Who give a fuck?
Y'all were going through a divorce. Y'all were separated. Like that right. happened.
Right. Oh my god. Lord, I mean, listen. All we're gonna get is reality TV still with all these goddamn strikes. So, child.
Yeah.
That's all. That is all we're about to get. I mean, all this shit on social media be playing out like a movie, though. And I mean, look, our Baltimore. I don't even know if we can call her our Baltimorean sis, but I did.
Well, you just got to take sis off the girl from Baltimore.
No, the girl from Baltimore, just hilarious, child. I don't know what and why she is going through.
I don't know. It's giving just not so funny.
Not just not so funny. And I think I really hate this because I actually really did. Like, I didn't know a lot of the past things that she had like said and done. And so I'm like, I really do think she's actually really funny. Like, I love those little skits. But now it's like, sis, you are going.
Yeah, it's like it's too much. Like, I just want people to shut the fuck up, honestly.
Yeah.
And not necessarily bring us into the things that they believe. So obviously we've been hiding under a rock. What T's talking about is, you know, Jess made a video on socials and posted it on her socials, I think on Twitter and Instagram, where it was the messaging was like, who stands up for us? And for us, she meant cisgender women, and went on to say, like, you know, biological women. And right there, that's already transphobic, homophobic, with that statement alone, and then kept going and was like digging a deeper hole, talking about we the only ones that bleed, we give birth to y'all, y'all mad because y'all can't beat us. And I was like, this is just disgusting. Like, why are you even saying this, perpetuating this and putting it out into the world? And then, just not so funny, wanted to follow up and said to, so Angelica Ross from Pose was talking about, you know, this is super dangerous, you know, this is why people hate us, and talking about the transgender women. And so I guess Just Not So Funny DM'd Angelica and was like, you know, ha ha ha, you so mad. And then called her Andrew.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't even see that part.
Yeah. So Angelica took a screenshot of it and posted and was like, see, this is disgusting. I'm not even responding back to this because now, like, what are you doing? And I was like, this, like, what? And then there were so many cisgender women on Twitter that were agreeing with Jess.
Oh, I saw a lot. If you read the comments, yeah. If you read the comments, it was. To be honest, I saw more people agreeing with it. Right. I mean, I think it's just very, I think it's dangerous, right? Yeah. Obviously. But it is just, it is so, I don't know how it affects you. I don't. It is so ignorant and uneducated. It's like, I saw that and I was just like, what is she having a, and this isn't dismissive of it, but like, is she having a bad day? Like, what makes you, why are you so like vigilant about this? Like, right. I truly do not. Like you said, I just wish some people.
To a TikTok.
You said what?
She was responding to a TikTok.
Of somebody. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's like everything, everybody's going to have their beliefs about certain things, but yeah, to like go in and DM, like, it's just, it's too much. It's way too much. Yeah.
And I will say, like, growing up in Baltimore, I saw trans women early, like when I was younger. So for me, it feels like if you grew up there, especially in the city, that's something that you're used to. And that's something that, like, that's somebody else's life. They doing their thing over there. Ain't got shit to do with me. Right. And so even when I came out and hanging with them, though, it was a totally different respect. And it's like, I understand why y'all go so hard about being women, because you have literally, you do everything in your life as a woman. You are a woman. Like, if you decide that is what you are and that's how you feel, that is what you are. Like, the whole idea around bleeding and giving birth, like, I know, we don't, why are we going so deep into this to defend, right? In terms of what someone deems as who they are sexually.
Yeah, I'm like, the patriarchy is who we need to be worried the fuck about. That is really who we need to be worried about.
But I think that that's the, like, really like the cause of it all, because like you said, T, it's a lot of, you know, women who honestly align and feel the same way as Jess. And the root of it is that they don't see trans women as women. They don't agree with that. And the reality is that it doesn't matter that you agree. The truth is that you deny that these women exist, and you should not deny anybody of their existence, whether you believe it, agree with it or not. You know, and someone actually that I know was saying, like, we already deal with so much from quote unquote men that we have to deal with men invading our spaces. And it's like, but that's where you're wrong, because
more the merrier. Shit.
Right.
They're not men, you know?
Like, come over here, sister. There's power in numbers. Like,
exactly. And it's like, you just gotta, why? And also, why are you so threatened?
Why
you
know
what I mean? Yeah.
And that's by you having this belief, you also are ignoring the fact that there are cisgender women who don't have periods and who are also incapable of having children. So are they
right? You know, that's what you're holding as the standard.
Yeah. And I, you know, not everybody comes to term and develops and understands. Everybody has their own journey with understanding. I did not understand that immediately myself. I didn't grow up seeing anybody trans. So that was a whole learning curve for me too, that I had to learn how to be sensitive to, you know. And I totally understand why trans women don't have any space to be sensitive to people's learning curves, because they are being targeted, killed, murdered, ostracized, all of these different things. But a lot of people just, they have to break the norms of what they grew up in, what they were taught. You know what I mean?
Like you said, I mean, I think for, like you said, there are things that every day though, that is like, oh, I might still have to learn that, but we're open to it. And we're to be so like closed off. And so, like you said, it's definitely the patriarchy of femininity and womanhood is only tied to basically motherhood.
Yeah.
And a period. Like, I don't want to be reduced to those two things.
Right.
And I hate my period. And I don't, and fuck them kids. Okay. So I don't know. Like,
what if you don't ever want to be a mother? Then you're not a woman.
Then you're not exactly. That
makes me less of a woman. Yeah.
And now, right. And if you choose to not exactly, so then you choose to not have a kid. Now I'm less of a woman. Like, it's so ridiculous. Like, it is
crazy. Yeah. Even reading the comments, like, I at first I was like, I'm not paying this any mind. I'm ignoring. But as a podcaster child, I was like, let me do my due diligence to see what the people are actually saying. And there was this one young lady on Twitter, and she was literally just going in and like associating this with trans men, and was like, well, trans men don't go into masculine spaces, you know, demanding that they're accepted. And it's like, do you know a trans man? How are you speaking on behalf of them, and what you know they have to go through to feel accepted? You have no idea. Like, I don't see any of. I literally went to this girl page. I was like, ain't no trans man in none of these photos. Ain't no trans women in none of these photos. So how are you able to speak on someone else's journey? The other thing about looking at her photos, and I was like, this is bringing up a whole other topic, is that she obviously had. She also had her titties done and got a BBL. And so it's like, you had gender affirming surgeries as a woman, and you're not talking about that. Like, that is what trans women have to go through as well. And you're almost using what they're doing to, you know, look like women against them. And you did the same thing by accentuating your woman features so that you are more desirable. That is the same thing a trans woman is doing. So how is that?
Her body done too?
Did you said it just not
I
so
think,
funny?
I think just yeah. Did she get her body done too?
I don't know, child. She still look like sticks.
Ooh, no, she got ass. Like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just angry with her at this moment.
No, she like I don't remember. I remember her being very thin, and then. I wonder if there is some type of connection, because the picture that Angelica Ross put up was like just not so funny, you know, with her hair, you know, she makes fun of like her hair journey, and she looked, you know, she didn't have on lashes and was like very natural. So she looked a little bit more masculine. Can I say? Yeah. I'm like, there, can I say that? Oh, she looked masculine.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, is it? And she was almost saying like, well, it's because of that, because maybe people sometimes think you're a man, that you're going so hard. And I was like, this is a lot to unpack.
She admitted to
that. Exactly. She has admitted to that. That I was like, oh yeah, because she said a celebrity DM'd her and thought that she was trans. So it's like, this is a lot of layers and a lot to
like, are you mad about that? Is that what makes you so upset? That people think that you're a trans woman?
That's sure. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Because it's like, why do you care? Like, what? Mm-hmm. I just don't know how it affects your day to day.
I don't know. I mean, she better be like JT on No Bars, pretty like a transgender.
That's what she, I still haven't heard that song.
Yeah, that's a bar in the song.
I cannot.
I thought about Tokyo, who be doing Cardi B's wigs.
I was on Tokyo's page the other day. I don't like, I have no idea why I was like, you know, I'm obsessed with hair.
So Tokyo Tony and hair?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, what's her name?
The other one. I know who you meant. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Fuck, what is
her name? Not Arrogant Tay. The other one that does hair.
Oh, somebody that does hair. I'm like,
yeah.
I was like, that's another business Tokyo doing now?
No. Oh, no. Hell no. Not Black China Mama. I can't think of it.
Yeah, no, she got the towing business. She got a 1-800 number.
Tokyo Styles.
Tokyo Styles. Thank you. I knew I was right with Tokyo. Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, I didn't. Literally, until Daryl said something, I thought it was Tokyo Tony. So.
No.
I definitely did. No,
I get my last from Tokyo Tony.
She's insane.
And another one that needs a show.
Needs. Where's Zeus? Give her a spinoff, Zeus. Like, please.
I don't think she liked nobody. So I think with her in business, it just doesn't.
She probably seems very erratic. Yeah. I don't. You know what? My sisters are going out bad. You know, I don't think last week we never talked about the Carly Russell situation.
We didn't. It was happening the day we recorded.
Yeah, we almost like didn't want to and then did. And now it's just like, you know, the one thing, it's just like people, specifically Black people, one thing we're going to do is laugh through this thing. I don't care what, whether it was that damn submarine. Once we found out that the story was a lie, everybody done had their damn jokes. Like, I'm sorry, but the meme of talking about if I send you this, that means I'm not coming to work. I'm gonna be gone for
picture of Carly smiling,
nigga. I almost threw my phone. Okay,
because you know what it is.
I'm going missing. Don't hit
me. I don't know. Why she waste in the woods? She slept in the woods.
Wait, so I stopped following it.
She slept in the woods with the Cheetos and the granola bars. Because remember, they said the snacks was gone, but the wig was still in the car. So she said, well, I'm going to relax. So let me take my wig off and take these Cheez-Its and granola bars to the woods.
So that's why people have the cheese snacks. Oh, my God. This story is so I cannot wait for this Lifetime movie. I'm sorry.
Scrolling on Instagram.
And it was all because her man broke up with her.
So that really was the reason. Because I kept seeing him release these statements. And to be honest, I was like, I can't. It's all too much.
She wanted his attention and he wasn't answering the phone. And she was like, so what if I act like I was on Taken and somebody tried to take me, then would he want to try to find me?
No, I was giving her the benefit of the doubt, and I thought that there were some mental health issues, which still very well might be true.
Girl, if you don't just say and lie, you're pregnant like the rest of the girls. Come on now.
She wanted something different. She wanted to be on the news. She wanted to see the press conference where he's up there crying.
Oh my, like, girl, you are not a little white girl. Like, come on. We just talked about don't nobody care about Black women. Like, why now? Now why are people going to start caring? Come on. Like, come on, sister.
Well, they cared enough to donate $63,000 to finding her, which I feel like is kind of a small amount considering. And
no, right? Yeah, it kind of is. That's all my life was worth. $60,000. Damn.
That's it.
Niggas ain't.
And nobody's like, getting their money back.
Where is the money going?
Yeah, did it go to the family?
I don't know, but it's a GoFundMe.
GoFundMe said we keeping that motherfucking money.
Who set it up?
Nah,
he's giving Carly under an alias.
Let me tell you something. If I was somebody that donated if I donated $75 or more, I would be cash apping that bitch every fucking day for my money back. I want my coins. Okay.
Request. No, I'm going to Amex and saying this is fraud. It
Basically.
That is ridiculous. And they're not getting their money back. There has to be some type of provision for people to get their money back if it's like a hoax or a lie. I mean, you know what? All that Black Lives Matter stuff and all the money that was donated and, you know, niggas is buying houses, they ain't get their money back either. Nope.
Nah. I couldn't tell you what happened with the money I donated in 2020.
Mm-mm.
Because it ain't flowing into what's happening.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think, remember that? That's when it kind of started going around that they was like, it wasn't legitimate. So I think anything that I donated to was like allegedly direct. I don't know. The girls was saying, do not donate directly to BLM.
Okay. You need to donate to the Milwaukee Police Department.
And I think it was like the Milwaukee Bail Fund. It was like right. Something else.
Yeah, it was like all of that. But, child, I get it.
That's a mess. You know what? I just want my sisters to like,
the damn shame,
do better. I want better.
I'm being devil's advocate for 5 seconds because these motherfucking white people don't do shit but scam and rob, and they fucking get away with it all fucking all day. And it be held high water when we do the shit, but it's still fucked up. I'm just, you know, I just had to place that little nugget real quick.
No, I actually was having a conversation yesterday about like niggas, specifically jail niggas, think that they have the upper hand and just are like carte blanche, know everything about scheming and scamming and finessing. But it's like you got locked up. So I don't know how smart you were. And you think that you are the only and I was like, you know what's the real finesse? Motherfucking capitalism. Taxes.
Taxes.
That's the real, if you really want to get into it. Like you said, these white people
have invasion.
Ponzi schemes. We talking about real thing. Not getting five bands or some shit like that off of, I don't even know what. Or you in the house and you got your EBT card. Five bands is nothing. I'm talking about billion-dollar corporations getting over on things.
Yep. And you can hide behind that company, and you're not going to jail. Your company just paying a payout.
Yep.
But you're not going to jail. That's a real fucking shit.
Yeah, I need, that's, you know what? It's, I'm with Black people as a whole. I want more for us. And then I want us to do better.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, I, as a whole, I was, at first it was, this was only directed to my sisters. Brothers, y'all all right? Sisters, how y'all feeling?
I think they cloned Tyrone.
I still got to see that.
I sure did. I was so good.
I think it's, I might watch it tonight. I'm going to try.
That's a good watch. And I'm not a movie person by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I watched it by myself.
Okay. You don't like being alone?
What is that? I'm not a movie person by myself.
I'll like get bored and I'll get on my phone or something.
What? It's the same thing as watching. I don't watch movies just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like my attention span needs an hour and then on to the next.
Yeah. Like, my attention span is not an hour long. But I watched it. I was into it. All I have to say, I was into it.
Okay. I've heard really good things about it. I feel like it I don't know. I feel like it with all that, all those cast members, I wish, like, I wanted to see more. When I say that, I mean like promo or something like that.
Well, you got to talk to Jamie about that.
Who's Jamie?
Fox.
He was sick.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know how long they've been on strike, like 2 weeks. So.
Oh, it also coincided with strike.
There was a certain time where, like, a cutoff time where you can no longer promote anything. So.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I definitely need to go stream this. Shit. I should have been streaming in the first week.
They're also not going to get residuals from it. No. So that's part of the strike. So by you streaming it, you're not doing anything.
Well, I still got to see it. Okay. Like, look now.
I just wanted to clarify, like, my girls and my guys are on strike right now because they should be getting residuals. If you stream it right now, they should be getting paid for you streaming it right now. And right now, they do not get paid that way.
No. Wow. Or they'll get, like, their residual will be, like, 0.003.
It's and nothing. They'll get a
check that's, like, $3.
Right, because I saw, like, the obviously, the girl from P-Valley was, like, doing her thing, and then the guy from... the janitor from Abbott. And I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 8 cents. Yeah. I'm like, that's crazy.
8 cents.
But something
from
crazy.
Abbott?
Yes. This is crazy. Yes. That was his residual check.
And yes. I thought they already fixed that with network TV. We talking about network TV too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's something crazy.
It's all the studio houses too.
Oh, so Netflix doesn't give you residuals.
I don't think they give it at all. Streaming services don't give it at all. But the network televisions, they give you residuals, but it's like points. It's like what the equivalent of what an artist will get for a stream on Spotify.
Right. Something crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Scam.
Not the same. Yeah.
Capitalism is capitalizing as per usual.
And y'all notice every single service is going up by a dollar.
Yeah.
Every single service.
Oh, so Netflix went, right. Netflix did that and kicked us out.
Netflix started, yep.
Spotify going up.
Going up. Stars went up.
Wow.
Peacock went up.
Peacock went up. You know, I don't really pay for a lot of services, but I don't pay for Peacock.
I just canceled Stars. I'm about to cancel Spotify. I'll listen to a commercial. I don't give a... At this point, I'm just mad.
Mine is the only thing, it's the on demand. Like that, to your point, I could hear a commercial, whatever. But if I want to hear the song I want to hear at this moment, I gotta pay the $10.99.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I actually have Spotify and Apple. Somebody gotta go.
Damn,
I know.
Yeah, I have Apple too because I have that bundle. I have the bundle where you get what is it? I think I pay like for a memory for my iCloud.
Oh, and then
I
have
Apple TV. So I have like a bundle, unfortunately, and it was just such a better deal. I think it's like $16.99 or something for all of it.
To get everything. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, cancel your Spotify.
Yeah, but the funny thing is that's the only thing that I use to listen to music. So I may have to just like transfer, like actually start using my Apple Music.
I use my Apple for radio, but outside of that, I don't really like there. Like Spotify's like algorithm gets on my nerves, so I use Apple's. But I don't really. I don't really use mine a lot. I only have like a few playlists on there. But I might need to.
You might need to do what it do.
Right. Yeah, because I'm like, if I get kicked off this Netflix account now, she won't be having no Netflix. So that's also why I need to watch everything. I need to go watch that show in case I get. I don't need to put that in the atmosphere, but I'm still on that thing.
I have Netflix. I'm ready to cancel. I don't know. I'm just mad and I just want to cancel everything. I'm going to just be sitting in the house. Like,
you just going to sit there looking at a wall, going fucking crazy.
Going crazy.
Keep them services and keep that sanity shit.
There's so many of them though. Like,
it's too many. Like Stars, I only had Stars for Power, and I don't know when the fuck that coming back on. So whenever a Power, and now they can't promote, so I don't know. Like, hopefully,
well, I think the next one is Tommy Force.
And so, yeah, no, I can't do without it.
Exactly. We don't really need, I don't need that.
When is Raising Kanan coming back? That's what I care about.
I need Unique back on my TV screen.
Unique? Yeah, not Unique. That's what you are.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Listen. Well, I can't wait to see y'all this week. We're going to give y'all some good episodes. We're going to be live in person. And eating up all of TT's food. I can't wait.
I can't wait. Well, the quote is, 20 years from now, you'd give anything to be this age again, exactly this healthy, and have this time again. Go do some main character shit before it's too late.
Damn.
Okay.
Read me.
Live
56.
In 20 years from now?
Yeah.
Y'all be 58. Damn.
We gonna still be lit. Like, I'm like, oh, that's gonna be so much fun.
Child, I'm gonna just be having a kid though. I'm gonna be Naomi Campbell.
Ooh, I don't wish that on you. That's ridiculous. That's just silly.
Can you imagine pulling up to the, I guess, yeah, you're 80 when the kid is like at the graduation?
No, I
Lord, God willing, you 80. Like,
right, yeah, like I want to be able.
It ain't no guarantee you'll live that long.
One grandbaby. I want to meet one grandbaby. Just meet
one grandbaby, right?
Please.
I know. No, but I think it is. It's like, you know how, like, I used to always be a person that's like, I'm gonna save this outfit for this. I'm gonna wait for this. I'm gonna wait for that. It's like, just do it. Like, just fucking do the thing. Like, we here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, I got out of that. I don't save outfits anymore.
I don't save anything either.
Yeah, to be like, I'm definitely.
What am I saving it for?
Yeah, like the. Oh, I actually am saving one top for the Beyonce show. But other than that, yeah.
Because you get in your Renaissance bag.
Yeah, it's like a little gold shimmy. I feel like
That's strategic because people are like also purchasing specific outfits for that show. So it's
Might, you know how you don't take photos and something. I definitely did that last night. It was like, I ain't have no photos in this outfit. Definitely wore it last week. Putting
absolutely. Oh, now that I do.
Right back on. Yeah,
got to. Sustain.
Yeah. I'll do some shit.
Sustainability.
Right.
Listen, now that I do, I don't take photos in every outfit now.
Yeah, you can't.
No.
Not for the shit that you keep wearing. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Holla.
Bye.